This is WNEW FM in New York. I'm Vince Gelsa. I'll see you after the live broadcast. Right now, we take you backstage to Mr. Richard Neer at the bottom line, sir. Hello? No? We don't. There he is, Richard.
Hey, Vin, thank you very much. We are backstage at the bottom line. Scared me for a second
there. It scared me, too. Somebody fooled around with the controls.
I think the gremlins were at work there. Okay, well, we are backstage at the bottom line here with Dennis Elsis, and we're here for a live broadcast of Carl Wilson. Dennis, Carl Wilson, I guess you've been a fan for a long time.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking tonight about having seen the Beach Boys at the Garden and having seen the Beach Boys in Central Park, one of the live free concerts that we did. And this is a rare opportunity to see, quote unquote, a Beach Boy. But I guess we just shouldn't keep calling Carl that. He is Carl Wilson, who has been contributing a lot of great music as a writer and as a member of the band for a lot of years. And a fine debut solo album for Carl after 20 years being with one group, the Beach Boys.
And this is the first time Carl has played a small stage in a club for a long time. Let's go on stage now for the introduction of Carl Wilson by our own Pete Fornatel.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Hi, you guys. Thank you very, very much for coming out tonight. Thank you. I also would like to thank Pete Fornicello and everybody at WNEW for coming out. This is the simulcast. It's on a radio now. It's live. This is my first time on my own, the solo tour, and we released an album a couple weeks ago. Yeah, that one over there, Carl Wilson. Yeah, this is a trip. Okay. So anyway, now I'm gonna do a song that was on the Beach Boys Surf's Up album. It's the first song that I ever wrote. It's called Long Promise Road. Here it is. So hard to answer futures right away in the sleep so far. So hard to answer futures right away in so hard to share the life of before.
is WNEW-FM in New York. You're listening to Carl Wilson live from the Bottom Line.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. I've spent one too many empty nights waiting for you to touch me and make it right. Will you give in to what you felt was real? Don't you still feel the love I feel? Thank you very much. Okay, this next song, the next song from, it's from the same album, the new solo album. This is a song about the Grammy. It was written for somebody that we all know and love, somebody quite close to all you guys, actually. It's not one of my brothers, or my cousin, or you know, one of those guys. He's in Japan, I think. Here it is. Thank you guys very much. Okay, I'm gonna do a song now that's kind of real special for me. I was over in Hawaii a couple years ago on this vacation, and had the good fortune to go there. And I'm just gonna try to make this cool. Okay. And I made up the song sitting out by the beach. And Myrna and I finished it, of course, when we did this album project. It's called Heaven.
It's like I'm sailing on the ocean. Every time I see your eyes, you could be the me floating. I could be in heaven for all I know. Heaven's a place for me to go. No one ever could have told me how. No one ever could have told me how. Heaven could be here on earth. I know your heart is very tender. I've touched the breeze of life. In your arms I feel a comfort. I surrender to your smile. Hold me close for just a while. No one
WNEW-FM in New York, listening to Carl Wilson live from the Bottom Line.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hey, you guys are great!
Thank you very much. Thank you. That felt really good. Thank you. I want to introduce you to everybody in the band now, okay? I feel real fortunate to be with these people. They're really very beautiful, very special in their own way. On bass, we have wonderful Gerald Johnson is here. Okay, on lead guitar, we have John Daly. And on drums, from New York City, Alan Krieger. Over here, a very special man, a very special man, on keyboard and guitar, Billy Hinchy. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Okay. And singing background vocals and a little percussion, this is my co-writer and my partner. Beautiful Myrna Smith. There. Okay. Myrna's going to do a couple for you now. She's going to do a rocker, a couple of rockers for you. Have a good time with it. Here it is.
Thank you. Party Thank you.
you guys very much. Thank you.
This is WNEW-FM in New York. You're listening to Carl Wilson live from the Bottom Line.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yes?
Hello, are you there?
That sounds like the Brick.
Well, hello, Vinny. It is the Brick. How you doing?
Okay.
Well, all right. We are backstage. Carl Wilson live at the Bottom Line. I see Pete Cornettel coming up here. And Dennis Elsis is here. Good evening, Pete. How are you?
Woo! Woo!
Good show. Carl Wilson, I told you you would like it.
Non-verbal communication tonight.
Woo! Dennis, how are you doing?
Oh, wow. This is, you know, an incredible night. A chance to see Carl Wilson live, and I think we're going to get a chance to see him some more.
We are. They're going back on stage for an encore. So back on stage live from the Bottom Line, Carl Wilson.
Thank you very much, you guys.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to do an encore. This is a little R&B tune that we'd love to do.
Somewhere else, I wouldn't know what I meant to be loved to have. You make me feel like
You're listening to Carl Wilson live from the Bottom Line on WNEW-FM in New York.
Carl Wilson live from the Bottom Line over WNEW-FM in New York. Tom Morera backstage with Dennis Elsis and Pete Fornatel. Pete, I think your next book is probably going to be a biography of the Beach Boys. You certainly have an extra chapter to add here tonight.
Oh, no question about it, Tom. What a hot, hot show. And the thing that was most impressive to me is that what we saw here tonight was really a different Carl Wilson than the one that we have known and grown with for 20 years. Carl, of course, is the youngest of the Beach Boys and is the anchor of the band in many, many respects. But out on his own, he is unleashing something in these shows that I think is just incredible. I think it is going to make the things that he does with the group in the future better still. And I just hope he keeps on developing this totally new and different direction than any one of the five guys has ever taken.
It's certainly... at least it seems to be a much stronger show, Carl Wilson by himself, than some of the latter-day Beach Boys shows have been.
I think that you could understand that strictly in terms of the adrenaline that must be flowing for him. You know, the Beach Boys are a well-oiled machine at this point. You know, you can wake them up at 3 in the morning, put them on a stage, and they'll crank out California Girls, you know. But this is something new. It's something different. There's an edge to it. There is a rawness to it, particularly the latter half of the show. Dennis, you mentioned earlier that you really thought it was two shows.
Yeah, it's the opening is very much Carl Wilson with material, even though there's only one Beach Boys song, which is Long Promised Rose. The Carl Wilson material that we have at the beginning of the show stresses Carl, and you hear that Beach Boys sound. And a lot of credit, of course, has to be given to the lady that he's working with. He calls her partner, a woman named Myrna Smith, who used to sing with the Sweet Inspirations that would back up Elvis Presley on tour. And then Carl leaves the stage, Myrna comes on, does two very hot numbers, and then Carl's back, and they're more into an R&B thing by the end of the show. So it really is two sides of Carl, and in a sense, Myrna's being showcased too at the same time.
The Beach Boys, at this point, probably do better financially just by touring than by just making records and trying to sell records. But now, with Carl Wilson out on his own, I'm sure that not only the tour, but also the records for Carl Wilson as a solo artist are going to do very, very, very well.
There's a trivia point here that I think Vin might appreciate. I don't have headphones on, so I won't be able to hear Vin, but there's a fellow in the band. It's a great backup band, and one of the guys' names is Billy Henske. I think that's the correct pronunciation. That's Billy of Dino, Desi, and Billy. And I'm sure Vin remembers them as members of our audience.
Tell Dennis I said thank you for that.
Vinny says, of course. And he says thank you for that. any final thoughts, Pete?
Well, I just want to see it again.
that's the best that could possibly be said. All right, thanks, Pete Fornatel and Dennis Elsis. Tom Morera live at the Bottom Line. We have a couple of people to thank for the show tonight. The executive producers, Alan Pepper and Stanley Snadowski. Stage management of the Bottom Line, Paul Cowell is the stage manager. Some folks from Epic and Caribou Records, Walter Winnick and Debbie Gould. The radio engineer for tonight is Richie Herbie. Technical direction and broadcast mix, David Vanderheiden, or Vanderheiden, as David likes to be named. He doesn't care. He shakes his head. As long as he gets his paycheck, he doesn't care what we call him. And, of course, produced for radio by Richard Neer. Live from the Bottom Line is syndicated worldwide by M&N Communications Incorporated in New York. And, Vinny, that's about it. I think we'll turn it back to you at the studios.
Okay, Tom, good night to Pete Fornatel and Dennis Elsis as well, and we'll see you in a little while, Brick.
Okay, Vin.
Tonight's live broadcast of Carl Wilson from the Bottom Line has been brought to you by 7-Up.